Welcome back to TechNet Radio. We're here for the final part in our Building a Private Cloud series, and in today's episode, Keith Mayer and Young Cho show us how to manage our hybrid cloud environment with System Center 2012 SP1 App Controller. Tune in as they demo for us how to get started with this service, as well as wrap up this fantastic series. Keith, the mic is yours.
Well, hey, welcome back, everybody, for another episode of TechNet Radio. We're in episode 13 of our Build Your Private Cloud series. This is our capstone episode for finishing out the process of building out a private cloud. We're going to be talking about managing a hybrid cloud fabric that we're using for our private cloud that crosses our on-premise infrastructure with our Windows Azure cloud fabric that we built in episode 12 together. Well, my name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft, and I have with me as well my good friend, Young Cho. Hey, Young, how's it going today?
Hi, Keith. Hey, I can't wait for this moment. Hybrid cloud, finally we get there, and now we're going to learn how to manage hybrid cloud. Show it to me. Hello, everyone. This is Young Cho, and I am at the North Carolina.
Great. Well, welcome, Young. Thanks for joining us today, and thank you, everyone, for joining us as well. So what we've been talking about, building out a private cloud through this entire series, and we've been looking at ways where we can take our existing physical infrastructure in our data center, use it in a way that is more agile, more aligned to business goals by incorporating that into a single point of management with System Center Virtual Machine Manager, where we now can have the ability of deploying that, configuring, migrating, monitoring our physical fabric in a more centralized manner. And then in our last episode, we also looked at creating an extended hybrid cloud fabric that incorporated not just our on-premise infrastructure, but also infrastructure that's being provided through our public cloud Windows Azure fabric through a Windows Azure subscription. On the other end of the spectrum, we had talked a little bit earlier in our episode series on being able to create private clouds and then delegate access to those private clouds. Well, today we're going to be talking about the System Center 2012 App Controller component. An App Controller is really cool because it allows us to have a web interface for our application owners or other employees within our IT department where they can go in. They can manage the private clouds, the resources, the applications, and virtual machines that they've been delegated access to. And guess what, Young? It's whether or not those virtual machines and applications are sitting inside your data center or sitting up on the other side of our Windows Azure cloud environment because we've connected those two together into a hybrid environment. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. And in fact, the System Center App Controller is an important piece in the System Center family because it represents the self-service portal piece. So as you know, that one of the key attributes in cloud computing is the self-servicing capability. And so we rely on App Controller to give us to delegate authority to service owner, to tenant administrator, to application administrator, so they know their business. They know when to deploy their services. They know when to deploy their applications. So once we, cloud administrator, once we set up the fabric, we set up the environment, and then we delegate the authority to the tenant administrator, if you will, and they can use System Center App Controller to further deploy their services. And the beauty of it is you just hook up the hybrid cloud. So now they can use App Controller interface to really deploy not just on-premise, but also off-premise. And so this is just amazing, unbelievably story.
Definitely. Now, if you missed episode 12, our last episode, you might be thinking to yourself, what's all this talk about hybrid clouds as a network fabric? Well, I'd encourage you, take a trip back to episode 12 and then come on back here if you missed it, because in episode 12, we had talked about some really cool stuff around building out a hybrid cloud fabric that leveraged the best of both worlds, the best that our data center has to offer for applications that we wish to run virtualized within our data center, side by side with the best of a public cloud platform, in our case Windows Azure, to be able to run application workloads for backup, for disaster recovery, for dev, test, pilot, evaluation, or applications that require the massive internet scale that we have in the public Azure cloud for reliable, resilient, performant internet connectivity, expandable storage throughout our global Windows Azure cloud data center fabric, or the ability to burst additional virtual machines up into that Windows Azure cloud, and then tie those two sets of networks together through a secure site-to-site IPsec VPN tunnel so that Azure becomes just another location on our wide area network. It's a location that we can use as our remote data center on demand when we need it. Once we've got it built there, as we place virtual machines out in Windows Azure, guess what? They use the same virtual hard disk format that Windows Server Hyper-V uses in our on-premise data center. It allows us to pick and choose where we need those virtual machines to run based on our business requirements, our security requirements, our internet performance requirements. So that in a common environment, once we have our hybrid network cloud fabric configured, we may have certain virtual machines that continue to run in our own data center, because they require low latency, because they have data sovereignty or data security issues surrounding them, or because they require high network bandwidth or perhaps high storage bandwidth or whatnot. At the same time, we may have additional applications that we wish to run up in the Windows Azure cloud for backup, for DR, for any of those use cases I talked about just a few moments ago. Well, this gives us an incredible amount of flexibility because since we're using the virtual hard disk format commonly between Windows Azure and our own data center, it allows us on the fly to determine where we wish to run VMs so that even if a particular application was running on virtual machines in our data center and we later decided that we'd really be better off running that up in Windows Azure for the various reasons I mentioned earlier, we can easily migrate without having to reconfigure the operating system inside that virtual machine, migrate those virtual hard disks up into Windows Azure and use them to spin that VM up in the Windows Azure public cloud. At the same time, perhaps we're running some virtual machines up in Windows Azure that we're piloting, we're using as a dev test environment or whatnot. And we get to a point where we wish to bring those virtual machines back down into our data center to run for production users that are on our production network environment. Well, we can do that same thing. We can take some of those VMs, drop them back down into our data center easily, and migrate those back into our data center environment. But it doesn't stop there because we have a standard set of virtualization provider interfaces that we provide to other service providers. So if you're working with a hosting provider, for instance, they can leverage Hyper-V, they can leverage System Center, and they can leverage our Windows Azure services so that if there's certain business requirements that you have that make a hosting provider a better solution for hosting some of those virtual machines off-site, they support the same virtual hard disk format as well. They support the standard APIs that we provide to hosting providers. You can host them there as well. Now, we've got this great flexibility for running virtual machines where it best fits our organization, right? Whether they're in our data center, whether they're in the Azure public cloud, or whether they're in a hosting provider's data center. But Young, what types of questions do you think IT pros commonly have about now managing virtual machines across three different potential locations?
Well, there are a couple of things here. First, I think it's got to be very difficult to do. Do those kind of things, right? Extremely hard. Second thing is, hey, is it secure? I'm constantly worrying about security when it comes to cloud computing. So what do you say?
Yep, well, definitely. Well, in terms of ease of use, it's very easy because with System Center 2012, Service Pack 1, we have a component that's been updated, App Controller, that provides us with a multi-platform web management interface. It allows us from a web browser to manage those virtual machines and their virtual hard disks, whether they're sitting in our on-premise private cloud inside our data center, whether they're sitting up in the Windows Azure public cloud, or whether they're sitting in a service provider cloud environment. Now, from a security standpoint, you bring up a really good point. From a security standpoint, all of the connections that are used for talking to the Windows Azure public cloud and the service provider cloud are using HTTPS SSL encrypted REST endpoints. They're management to talk to management web services that are used to authenticate, to make sure that you are who you say you are and you have the appropriate access into your subscription, to authenticate the request and encrypt everything that's going back and forth over an SSL tunnel. So you've got great security in being able to securely manage your virtual machines, whether they're on-premise or sitting in a hosters or a public cloud environment. In terms of data encryption out there, we certainly can work with a variety of different ways of doing data encryption. One common way is to have your virtual machines use on-disk data encryption through BitLocker, which we include in Windows Server 2012. So that becomes an easy way of enabling encryption. Well, what do you think, Young? Does it make sense to drop over and take a look at AppController together in our lab environment?
All right, show me the money. Come on.
Okay, well, let's go on over to the lab and we'll meet back up there. Well, hey, Young, here we are back in our lab environment together, and we're looking at System Center 2012 Service Pack 1 AppController. AppController is a web-based portal that's provided as part of the System Center 2012 Service Pack 1 suite. And you'll see right on the overview workspace that I'm in, it provides me with an overall status. It has private clouds, public clouds, and hosted clouds listed. And all I'd have to do is just add in each of the connections that I have, either to my on-premise data center, to my Windows Azure subscription, or to a hosted location that a service provider is maintaining for me, maybe a colo or whatnot, and they all pop right up into one overview screen. So I have, in my case, I've got my private cloud that's on-premise being managed by my virtual machine manager server, and I've got the private clouds that are running there. I've also got my Windows Azure subscription plugged in as a public cloud. And if I later on decide I want to do some work with a hosting provider, well, I just click the Add an External Service Provider Connection link and define the information for my hosting provider as well. Now, I can certainly add, if I'm in a more complex environment, I can add additional virtual machine manager servers for other private clouds and also additional Azure subscriptions that I may have for managing other public cloud environments. So you can see I can really, from this one console, grow this exponentially based on the various clouds and their locations, but still manage it all from a single pane, a single web interface. Well, if I wanted to drill into more details, I can go over to my clouds area, and what we'll see under clouds is a bit more detail on the various clouds that are defined both on-premise. So here's my three on-premise clouds with status information around my virtual machines that are currently running on those clouds, my CPU and memory and whatnot. And then I've got my public cloud, my Windows Azure cloud as well. This gives me an overall configuration of my cloud where I can go through the process of deploying additional virtual machines or applications, whether it's on my on-premise cloud or my public cloud, doesn't really matter. I just click on the particular cloud, click the deploy button, and I step through a web-based wizard that allows me to confirm the cloud I'm deploying to, select the deployment type. So in this case, it could be a existing image, it could be disks that I'm deploying to or whatnot. So you'll see I can very easily pick one of my standard images that I've previously set up, then step through the process of configuring that standard image with the particulars of that particular deployment. So in this case, which cloud service do I want to use for that deployment up in Windows Azure, and flesh out my various virtual machines. You see this particular cloud service currently had a couple virtual machines running in. I could just go through the process of configuring an additional virtual machine, specify my name, my instance size on the Azure cloud, and walk through that process. Similarly, if I was going to use this interface for deploying a workload to my on-premise, one of my on-premise private clouds, do the same workflow. click on my private cloud, click deploy, and I have the ability to select, confirm the private cloud I'm deploying to, select a template that I've previously defined within my private cloud for a particular application or a virtual machine template, click OK, and step through the process of configuring that virtual machine, attaching it to the network that it's supposed to be on and whatnot. So for deploying new application workloads, whether they're on my on-premise or my Windows Azure public cloud, one pane of glass, one place to go, common workflow makes it very easy. I don't have 10 different tools to manage for 10 different places. I have one tool that allows me to interact with all of those clouds. Now, in addition, if I wanted to see any of the existing applications or virtual machines that are currently running, whether they're running in my Azure cloud, whether they're running in my private clouds, I can go over to virtual machines, and in one fell swoop, I'll see across my public clouds and private clouds all of the virtual machines that are working there, click on a virtual machine, interact with it, drop into its properties, shut it down, pause it, save its state, be able to remote desktop into it. All of the common actions that I would need for interacting and supporting my virtual machines are all done from one location. And in terms of being able to easily migrate virtual machines from one place to the other, from my private cloud on-premise to my private cloud running up in Windows Azure, for instance, I can navigate down to my library. Under my library, I can define both Windows Azure storage locations as well as on-premise storage locations where I'm storing my virtual machine templates and hard disks and whatnot. Those on-premise locations could either be UNC shared folders or they could be on-premise libraries that I have set up under Virtual Machine Manager. Well, when it comes time to move virtual machines back and forth, it's a really easy process. Since I have that common virtual hard disk format, well, under Windows Azure, if I had a virtual machine that I wanted to initially spin up in Azure and bring back on-premise, I could easily do that just by browsing through my Windows Azure storage accounts, find a particular virtual hard disk, right-click, copy it, or I could shift-click and copy several, come back on-premise into my on-premise storage location, and then just right-click and paste it right back in. That'll initiate a batch copy process for bringing those virtual hard disks from Windows Azure back on-premise so I can spin them up on-premise as virtual machines now. Or if I want to go the other way, I can do it the other way as well. I could take an existing virtual hard disk that I had on-premise in the VHD format, copy it from there, browse out to Windows Azure, paste it up in Windows Azure. So it becomes a really easy process for being able to migrate back and forth. Well, Young, a lot of the IT pros that I work with also, in addition to having Hyper-V on-premise, running VMs in the VHD format, they also may have VMware or Citrix Xen server involved in their environment as well. A lot of them ask, well, how about if I'm using a virtualization platform other than Hyper-V? Can I still easily copy virtual disks to and from Windows Azure? And the good news is we certainly can. And in terms of Citrix Xen server actually has the capability of using the virtual hard disk format because the virtual hard disk format is not a proprietary format to our Microsoft platforms only. It's an open platform that we've shared with the world. Citrix and many of the other virtualization vendors have picked up the virtual hard disk format and they're using it as part of the open virtualization framework format, the OVF format. So in Citrix Xen server, in VirtualBox, and a variety of other virtualization platforms, you can natively work with VHD format. Now on the flip side, if you are using VMware in your environment, as you probably know, VMware virtual machines do use a proprietary virtual disk format, a VMDK format. Well, the great news is we have a free converter tool out on our Microsoft download site at Microsoft.com/download. It's called the Microsoft Virtual Machine Converter, MVMC. It's a mouthful, but it's a free tool that allows you to spin it up, point it to a folder or a vCenter server where you've got virtual machines that are running that proprietary VMDK disk format, and convert them over to the open industry standard VHD format so that you can then place them on any of your other virtualization hosts on premise, whether they're Zen Server or Hyper-V or whatnot, or copy them out into Windows Azure and run them out in the cloud where they make sense. So it's a great tool for moving away from a proprietary environment into a much more open industry standard widely accepted format. Well, Young, what do you think about virtual machine, about System Center 2012 App Controller with Service Pack 1? Pretty cool stuff?
Yeah, App Controller is kind of always got a special place in my heart. I love this product because if you look at the UI, right, when you log in, it's based upon your user role. So a couple episodes ago that we talked about in System Center Virtual Machine Manager at the setting piece that we can actually set the user role which will associate it, what cloud you can deploy, what resources that you can see, what operation you can do against those resources. So we use with App Controller when you log in, based upon your user role, we will enforce those policies. So you will see only those cloud that you are supposed to see, you will see only those resources that you can use. So if you are running this as a service provider, this could be your company A and company B. Company A will not see company B's resources and vice versa. If you're in an enterprise environment, this can be your HR service owner logging in. They will only see the HR resources or whatever they are supposed to have. So there's a security in place implicitly enforce that with you. Second piece I like this interface is if you notice that on the navigation, the left navigation pane, you don't see the fabric. So you don't see underline how do I actually network them, how do I glue them all together, because you as a resource user, you just want to be able to deploy the service that you want, right? So you really don't care how do I put them together or underline how do I build a fabric. And also this also for security reason. So this interface is great. When you log it in, the user see what they need to see. They can do their job, but we won't clutter with additional information and expose something that we're not supposed to. And this is a great interface, and it's also for self-servicing. So service owner, they can come in and deploy services either in Windows Azure, deploy service on-site. It's just so much that you can do with this interface. I love it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I've seen a lot of IT pros use App Controller successfully to provide within even smaller organizations to provide a interface that they can give to their Exchange administrators, their SharePoint administrators, their file and Active Directory administrators, so that when each of those administrative roles logs into App Controller, they see the clouds and the resources that only pertain to their applications. And then they have perhaps some additional resources that have been granted to them for being able to spin up test environments around their application images and whatnot without impacting, as you had mentioned, Young, the underlying fabric or stealing resources away from others, because they're all constrained to those roles that we've set up previously in Virtual Machine Manager for our private cloud environment. So definitely a great interface from a self-service standpoint. And then for hosters could, as you mentioned, certainly use App Controller. But the news doesn't stop there for hosters, because on top of System Center 2012, Virtual Machine Manager, and App Controller, we actually provide Windows Azure services completely free. A hosting provider can download Windows Azure services for Windows Server 2012 and System Center 2012 and present to their customers the same Windows Azure interface that we use in our public Windows Azure offering. So if you're a hosting provider, I'd encourage you to check out on Microsoft.com Windows Azure services for Windows Server 2012 hosting providers. I think you'll really enjoy looking through that and being able to see the Azure capabilities that you can offer to your customers as well. Well, Young, why don't we drop back over into our presentation environment, and we'll kind of close things out with some additional resources for everyone. Sound good?
Wow, that's the ultimate moment.
Okay. Pause. Well, Young, we just stepped through the process of working through System Center 2012 Service Pack 1 App Controller to see how, from either an enterprise administrator standpoint or from a self-service standpoint, we could step through the process of managing all of our resources, regardless of whether they're located within our own data center on our private cloud, where some resources may make sense, or whether those resources are being run and hosted up in the public Windows Azure cloud or in a hosting provider's service provider cloud. Well, hey everybody, if you'd like to start working with some of these new technologies around System Center 2012, App Controller, System Center 2012, Virtual Machine Manager, and work with some of the new advances that are available in Service Pack 1, got some great news for you. We have a Cloud Lab program where we provide a number of step-by-step guides around Windows Server 2012, System Center 2012, Windows Azure, for building private cloud environments that leverage hybrid infrastructure between your on-premise data center and the Windows Azure cloud, so that you can start experimenting for free where each of these components make the most sense in your environment and leverage them to get some more time back in your day and not have to work through all those various management tools that you may be using today when it comes to deploying and managing application workloads in your data center. So if you'd like to try out our Cloud Lab step-by-step guides, feel free to take advantage of them by dropping out to in your browser to aka.ms/cloudlab. And as you're working through those Cloud Lab guides, if you need a little bit of extra assistance, I'd encourage you to visit us in our virtual study hall. Every Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, we hold a virtual study hall online. It gives you a chance to grab your lunch, join us online, and work through labs, step-by-step labs, that are most impactful and important to you. You can pick the labs you'd like to work through, work through them at your own pace, and as you have questions, you can submit those questions live to Young or myself or any of our other technical evangelists that are connected to the virtual study hall. So it gives you a chance to pick and choose the technologies that you'd like to practice, and then as you have questions around those technologies, have a live expert available for live Q&A. So you can join us weekly every Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time at aka.ms/virtual study hall. Well, hey, Young, thanks so much for joining us today to talk about managing the hybrid cloud environment as part of our private cloud program.
Hey, Keith, thank you so much. This is a great series, and what a great content we have. And thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm so glad to be part of this series. And I look forward to other series, other great content that you would deliver to us. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Young. Thanks for joining us throughout the series. You've brought some really great insight into the conversation from IT pros that you've worked with and other environments that you've been part of. So I think that's really helped to make the series so valuable. And hey, everybody, I hope you found the series valuable as well. If you did or you have any feedback for us, feel free to visit Young's blog or my blog on Microsoft TechNet. You'll see those links below on this Channel 9 page. You can visit our blogs, use them to drop us some feedback. If there's particular topics that you'd like to see in an upcoming series, let us know. We'd be happy to see if we can organize that and arrange it and help provide additional value on other topics that relate back to Windows Server 2012, System Center 2012 Service Pack 1, and Windows Azure. I look forward to seeing you in a future TechNet Radio episode down the road, and also look forward to seeing you on my blog, on Young's blog, and in our virtual study hall. Thanks so much, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day.